God bless you today and always.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. I'm excited to share some encouragement from God's Word with you this morning. This program is intended to be your spiritual cup of coffee for the day. And on this show, we share faith journeys and testimonies, and we're thankful that you're tuning in. We like to start the program with a scripture reading. And today, if you've been following and listening to this program the last few weeks, I am in the Gospel of Matthew. Just read this a few minutes ago. I'm so excited to share it over the air. This is Matthew chapter 16. So we're a little over halfway through Matthew's Gospel. We are at this point in Matthew's Gospel. Jesus has started his earthly ministry. And he's heading towards, we're just kind of building towards, he's heading towards the cross. He's heading to Jerusalem. At this point, he's performed many miracles, including the multiplication of food, which has been amazing to read through that. He's walked on water. We've had that experience. And he's healed many, many people. But this part is just so fascinating to me. Again, this is Matthew 16, and sort of the headline in my Bible says, Peter declares that Jesus is the Messiah. So I'm going to read this. Buckle in for just a minute, because it's a few verses, and it goes like this. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But who do you say that I am?" he asked. Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosened in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. We're going to take a quick break. And we're going to come back. We'll talk a little bit about that passage, but we have a special guest. Please stay with us. This is Everyday Faith Radio.
Are you in traffic right now? Well, if you don't have to be going somewhere, please go home. And if you do have to go out in public, wear a cloth face mask. Brought to you by the Virginia Department of Health. Go to vdh.virginia.gov to learn more.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in with us today. Back with us. I always get so excited when Kim Hager is on the program. Kim, you're such a spiritual person. And it was actually, I came upon one of your posts recently in Facebook. I hardly ever read like when somebody writes a story on Facebook, but I found myself kind of getting drawn into your story. So we want to hear about that airplane flight and how you were clinging to Jesus during that airplane flight. But before we do that, could I have you go back around and sort of kind of maybe a little bit reintroduce yourself and sure. Tell our listeners a little bit about Kim Hager, because you are a special person.
Thank you, Jeff. It's a delight to talk with you and be with you every time on this program. My name is Kim Hager. I live in Richmond, Virginia, and direct the Richmond International House of Prayer. So I'm a worship leader, teacher, mostly a lover of Jesus. that's at the core of who I am. And so the House of Prayer is under an organization called MAPS Global, that we pray, preach, and sing until every nation has heard things of the worth of Jesus. That's our mission statement. So it's really all about the worth and the beauty of Jesus.
Are you connected at all with the Charlottesville House of Prayer? Are those separate entities?
They're separate entities, but I am certainly friends with John, the director there, and actually this weekend doing a conference with John as he releases his presence-based community book. I'll be there leading worship.
We have John Quisenberry, who Kim is referring to. We have John on this program on a regular basis. What a man of God he is, somebody filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, I have learned so much from him, and he's due to be on the show in the next couple of weeks. But it's interesting to just see from my perspective, we have the Charlottesville House of Prayer, somebody who is really deeply devoted to Jesus. Now we have the Richmond House of Prayer, even though they're separate entities. We have Kim Hager running that program. And it seems to me like Jesus has kind of picked two nice little disciples there to head that up.
Yeah, we both are very, I just spoke with John the other day and about the conference, and the vision and value is the same, putting Christ, the centrality of hosting God's presence at the very center of building community is really what the House of Prayer is about. So,
well, thank you again for being on the show. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. Kim Hager is our special guest. Kim, wondering if you would touch in on our scripture reading today where Peter declares that Jesus is the Messiah. Do you get as excited about that passage as I do? And the reason I ask that, Kim, is that whenever I read this passage, I really feel like I'm an eyewitness, like I'm walking along, because it's like Jesus has just performed so many miracles, and now he's asking, he's really kind of laying this foundation because it's a lot for the disciples to take in. And then he asks, you know, kind of casually, who are people saying that I am? And they go through the list of the prophets. And then, well, who do you say that I am? And although that can be read kind of casually, it's not a casual question.
Well, it certainly is not.
And so when Peter, who tends to be sort of reflexive throughout the entire, wherever he's mentioned in the Bible, he's really kind of fast, quick, impulsive, you might call, but he one hops us.
Yeah.
And he says, you are the Christ. I mean, because if you just back up a couple of chapters in Matthew's gospel, Jesus had walked on water out to the disciples, and Peter was the one who stepped out of the boat and said, Jesus, if it's you, command me to come. And he had this moment. I mean, what a moment. But Kim, just wondering your thoughts on that passage where Peter declares that Jesus is the Messiah.
Yeah, one thing that I've always thought about that passage is that really is the defining moment for the true Christian faith. It really is, you know, there are so many versions of Christianity in our world today. And we don't have time in this program to get into that, but there are so many versions of Christianity, and Christianity is to be a follower of Jesus. And so at the definition of that, who we say he is foundational.
Right.
He's not just a teacher. He's not just a prophet. He's not just a good man with a good value system. The fact that we say he's fully God and fully man and he is the Messiah is the defining factor for the Christian life. And so I think Jesus was getting at that point with his own disciples. And we all have to come to that same question in our faith that Peter did of well, who, it doesn't matter what everyone else says about who I am. Who do you say I am? Is the question, I think.
I think that's well put, Kim. And a question that all of us, you and I, and all of our listeners, everybody at some point has to sort of come to that crossroad with that question. You know, where do you come down with that question? Who do you say that Jesus is? Critical question. What if you were to fast forward into that chapter, what's so interesting and ironic about Peter is he gets it so right there, you're the Son of the Living God. And then you just read down a couple paragraphs later, and Jesus starts to lay out, saying, this is how it's going to go down. I'm going into Jerusalem. And he's basically saying that he's going to lay down his life. He's going to die. He's headed to the cross, but there's going to be a resurrection on the third day. He's trying to tutor and teach his very closest disciples. Mm-hmm. And what I love about Peter is he comes up to Jesus and my paraphrase, he says, hey, master, that's you need to stop saying that or you're going to freak people out. And Jesus confronts Peter, you know, just after, you know, he got it right. Jesus comes to Peter and says, you know, essentially the phrase is get behind me, Satan, meaning you're not thinking, heavenly thoughts at this point. You are not thinking with a renewed mind at this point. You're thinking kind of earthly and kind of what you comprehend, but you need to really kind of tap into me. Does that, Kim, do you find that as ironical as I do, that you have this, you know, two parts to that?
Yeah, it is. I think we look at that and, but I do think we can look at that and see ourselves in that picture.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely have a heart for Peter and his zeal and his willingness to walk on water and claim Jesus as the Messiah. And then you turn around one minute and he's trying to fight, you know, and argue with the road that Jesus has chosen. And I can see myself in that story. I can see other believers in that story where our hearts trust him to a degree, and then he will ask of us or explain something of himself that we've not yet comprehended by his spirit. And mm-hmm. it's a moment to recalibrate and learn of him again.
Well, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We have Kim Hager on the program. We're going to take a break in just a moment, Kim. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this airplane flight that really, I think, is going to really kind of, relate to a lot of people. But before we go, I'm always curious in terms of what are you reading in the Bible right now, or what seems fresh on your mind in terms of what's been revealed to you either today or recently? What's kind of fresh on your mind?
Mm-hmm. I think we'll get into this when we do share the story, but I think fresh on my mind is this idea of surrender to God. But really, I've been pondering, it says, those whose minds are stayed on the Lord are kept in perfect peace. And so for me, I've been on sort of a journey of discovering how to tap into that fruit of the Spirit, that gift of the Spirit of walking in peace no matter what's around us. So been searching the scriptures for that.
Well, I can't wait to talk about that. What's interesting is we've had a couple of guests on in the last few weeks. Connelly Gillum, who is a close personal friend, and she works for an organization called the Navigators. Mm-hmm. And she cited that passage in Isaiah about perfect peace. Wow. With a steadfast mind. And it's just, I love to see on a on this program thematically what kind of keeps coming up. And that is one, because as we all know, coming out of the pandemic and, you know, the racial riots that we have in our country and some of the challenges that we're all facing, peace is something it seems like all our hearts are longing for. But Kim, I'm gonna have us take a quick break, and we come back, we're gonna dive right into your airplane story. This is Everyday Faith Radio, taking a quick break. Please stay with us.
Emotional pain and depression may indicate that someone is at risk for suicide, but the signs aren't always easy to see or discuss. Most people who take their lives exhibit one or more warning signs. Often the signs are subtle changes in mood, what they say, or how they act. Learn to recognize the warning signs. Suicide is preventable. Recognize it, talk about it, act on it. Learn more at recognizetalkact.org, a message from the Virginia Department of Health.
And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. With us on the program, we have Kim Hager from the Richmond House of Prayer and MAPS Global. She's in town for the Charlottesville House of Prayer, has an event this weekend. Many of you that listen to this program know John Quisenberry. And whenever they bring Kim in, we know that the Spirit is coming as well. Kim, thanks again for being on the show. I'd like you to take us through your recent airplane experience. And before you go, I want to share with you, I just flew back from Atlanta this past weekend, and I didn't have what you had, but I will just tell you, I was thinking about you because we get on this plane and we had to sit on it for 2 hours with no air conditioning, and then they deplaned us. And during that 2 hour period, of mine, and we're going to get to your story, is people were freaking out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something about, you know, and we weren't even in the air. We were just, you know, sitting there. But there was not a lot of peace in the air. Didn't really bother me. My wife doesn't much like to fly. So when I read your story, I was like, oh, my wife, Mo, I was like, oh, you got to listen to Kim's story. So take it away, my friend.
Yeah, so I was definitely on just a short flight in Colorado. It was meant to be an hour flight, but it was only 27 minutes. So there's some theory that maybe the pilot was flying too low and too fast, but that's beyond the point. The point is what I encountered in Jesus on that flight and what I observed around me. I definitely think we are living in days where the spiritual atmosphere is charged with uncertainty and fear and anxiety. And we have, like you said, global pandemic, racial riots, and just the condition of man's soul without knowing Jesus. As these things escalate in the earth, the spiritual atmosphere around us is charged with fear and anxiety. And I think that certainly was an element. It was probably the worst short flight I've ever been on. The turbulence, the amount of people getting sick and passing out, and just the pervasive atmosphere of fear and anxiety was very thick. For whatever reason, I felt unshaken. I've been on flights before where the turbulence has affected me, but I felt this moment of feeling God's presence and an invitation to tap into something of his virtue, something of his nature. That was the invitation I felt from the Holy Spirit. And the picture that I saw in that moment, it was a reminder of the woman who touched the hem of his garment.
Mm.
And, you know, of course, she was desperate for healing. But when she did that, he felt something of his virtue come out of him. And that concept hit my spirit while I was on the plane. And I thought, don't we have access to the virtue that is in Christ?
Hmm.
I've been meditating on 2 Peter since we mentioned Peter earlier, sure. He wrote this in 2 Peter chapter 1, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. It goes on to say that we've become partakers of his divine nature. And so having meditated on that scripture and the Holy Spirit bringing up the woman at, with the issue of blood who received an impartation from his nature, I thought, I can walk in peace right now. And I put my hand on my friend who was flying with me next to me. She was, her body was responding and she was fighting sickness. And whenever I laid my hand on her, peace began to fill her body and calm her system. And the incident that was happening just behind us with a woman passing out, that began to calm and resolve. And I tell you, John, it didn't happen, but in that moment, I felt faith that I could actually calm the turbulence. You know how Jesus stood up in the boat and calmed the storm?
Yes.
I felt that degree of faith. And, I was not able to stop the turbulence or to calm the entire plane in some miraculous thing. But what that did for me in my walk with the Lord was magnify that I have access. We have access as believers to the very nature of Jesus, which is peace and a sound mind and power over fear and anxiety. And even in our physical bodies, we can begin to calm the effects of those stresses and anxieties. And this isn't some New Age or Buddhist idea.
Right.
I'm talking about, you get into New Age or Buddhism, it's like empty your mind of everything. The Christian mindset of claiming peace is to be filled rather than emptied. It's to be filled with the nature of Christ.
That's a wonderful story. There's so many images going through my mind. You know, we just talked about Peter walking on water in Matthew's gospel. And I see a little bit of that in your story. It's almost, there was an invitation there, or I guess Peter sort of pushed his way into an invitation by saying, if it's you, bid me to come.
Right.
And so in doing that, you know, he reached out for Jesus and gosh, that's interesting. The reaching out to Jesus allows him to tap into the supernatural, which sounds a little bit like what you were able to do.
Yes. For sure. I think that's at the heart of it is, you know, the invitation does initiate with his spirit, but it calls us to respond to him in hunger and desire. It is definitely what happened with me is there was this little prompting from the Holy Spirit, but it required of me to reach into something and to obtain something.
All right. Let me connect this to... I've been really planted and rooted in Matthew chapter 5, in the Beatitudes, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And one of the scripture says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be completely satisfied. So what I'm trying to do here, Kim, just go along with me.
Sure.
I'm trying to connect the reaching out for Jesus of Peter to a hunger and thirst for righteousness. Of course, Jesus is our righteousness. So when you hunger and thirst for Jesus, you will receive this supernatural of what you just experienced.
Yeah. Yeah. The hunger and the thirst is the vehicle that gets us to what we need. And that's the source, you know, we can hunger and thirst, but we can reach for other sources
right
in our hunger and thirst. it's specific, the hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Yes.
You know, every human being hungers and thirsts to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when we recognize the source, even going back to the passage we read, who do you say I am? Mm-hmm. I say, you're the source, Jesus.
Yes.
And we see that in Peter. We see that in the woman with the issue of blood, who she reached for and what she reached for was the answer to the satisfaction of that hunger. So it required of her hunger and thirst, but not just hunger and thirst alone, a recognition of the source that would fill her. And then it was a reach for that specific source.
Mm.
Kim Hager, now wrap it up for us here, because we only have a couple minutes left. But suppose one of our listeners is in desperate need for peace.
Yeah.
What does Kim Hager say to that person who the world is just, you know, we've all been there. World is spinning. Can't get your balance. Your legs are weak.
Right.
Maybe you feel ill. What does Kim Hager say to that person who's in need of peace?
Yeah. So the airplane moment was a teaching moment for me. I will first say that encounter was not my normal reality. It taught me something.
Mm.
And so I guess what I would say to them is you don't have to have some kind of super spiritual power in and of yourself. I would say to them, look, we all are dealing with moments of fear and anxiety and trouble. So in that, I would say you're not alone. Secondly, I would say reach.
Mm.
Just what we've been when talking about is when you're in those moments of feeling like you're being in turmoil or shaken from the inside, that inner turbulence, that's the moment to reach to God. To reach to him by saying, hey, be near to me, God. I need you. Exercise that gift of hunger and thirst and actually reach for him in that hunger and thirst. And take a moment to breathe in deeply and think about who he is and what he is. And there's a setting of the mind as well on the attributes and nature of Christ.
Kim, I just want to add to that. I think all that's beautiful. I want to wrap it back up with ending where we started in Matthew 16. Peter had this moment and he said, you are the Son of the living God. So perhaps if you're seeking God, this is a way. Hmm. This is a moment for you to just declare, Jesus, you are the Son, you are the Messiah and the Son of the living God. Because later on, Jesus in that passage says, this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. So it's a way of tapping into, as you said, kind of the resources of heaven that are available. And Jesus is the path and the gate to that. Kim, we're out of time. I didn't leave time for you to sing.
Oh, that's okay. They
either
can come.
You sing or I sing. One of us has to sing. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm going to pray and not sing. So I'm going to pray for you, the Richmond House of Prayer, Charlottesville House of Prayer, all of our listeners, my mother and her friends at Westminster Canterbury. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Kim Hager, thanks for spending time with us.